Brooklyn's great radio with Dave the Boogeyman.
R and R.
Safe and clean in quarantine with Dave the Boogeyman
on RNI.
Everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Thank you to Chris Franklin for these lyrics.
The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the fuck at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the fuck at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the fuck at home. I need the gym, I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the fuck at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick. I'll go out on my own. How thick are you, you selfish prick? Please just stay the fuck at home. From LA through to Berlin, from Wuhan through to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the fuck at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the fucking internet, so stay the fuck at home. The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. Please help the world get back on track and stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home, stay the fuck at home. Don't you be a fucking dick, please stay the fuck at home. Stay the fuck at home.
I am
on your stereo. Good times and great music with
Dave the Boogeyman
from New York.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have heard
turn, listen to yourself churn. Locking in uniform and book burning, blood letting, every motive escalate, automotive incinerate. Light a candle, light a motive, step down, step down. Watching heel crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear. Turn them in, a turn them in, a turn them in of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, but next, right?
Right. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Come on, sing!
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's
the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is a Conelrad radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 6:40 and 12:40 on your regular radio receiver. All residents in and around Erie County will receive official Erie County Civil Defense bulletins on 640 kilocycles on your radio receiver, while the residents in and around Niagara County should tune to 1240 kilocycles. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas at 640 and 1240 on your regular radio receiver.
Corona update. Health update.
Health update. How am I doing? What am I doing? I don't know, man. I'm still freaking out over this stuff. I don't know about you, but you know, it's there's a lot of shit going on. You know, every day you hear this point of view and that point of view, and you should wear a mask, and the Republicans say this, and some doctor stands behind Pence and says, you know, talks about the gay crisis, and Pence just stands there and looks at him and says nothing, absolutely nothing. I don't know, man. I'm sitting here in my bunker, safe and secure from the world, safe and secure from you. That's right, you, my listeners, you're the ones I've got to watch out for. Not me, my next-door neighbors. I've got to stay away from them. I got to stay away from the delivery guys. I got to stay away from everybody. I got to wear a mask. I got to put on my body prophylactic from head to toe and walk outside. I got to put on my mask. I got to be safe. I got to be sane. I got to be secure. And I feel fine. I'm sitting here at the
at the Brooklyn, the only Brooklyn studio for Radio New York International, looking out my window, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day, and I can see the 68th Street Pier, and I can see the blue and white NYC ferry docking, and three, four people get off the boat, three, four people get on it, and it just continues its route to Sunset Park, to Red Hook, to Atlantic Avenue, to Dumbo, and then to Wall Street. I would love to take that boat one day in front of my house and go to Wall Street, walk over to Jeremy's Ale House, have some shrimp and chips, a couple of Shiner Bock beers, and, you know, forget about the world. But no, I can't do that. Can't do that at all. You know, this morning, I was woken up at 9:30 a.m. I was lying in bed. I was up at about 8:20 this morning, and I just stay in bed, and I kind of grab my cell phone and look at the sports updates. There's nothing happening in the sports world other than Colin Kaepernick signing with the Jets, which, yeah, okay, he signed a one-year deal. There'll be no football this season, so it was a nice thing. He'll get paid, and good for Colin for speaking up when he did, and nice of the Jets to kind of pick him up 2 years later. But anyway, I'm lying in my bed, and it's 9:30 in the morning, and I hear my doorbell ring. And I'm saying, who the fuck is this? Who's ringing my doorbell at 9:30 on a Saturday morning? Okay. And I go, well, it's not FedEx. It's not UPS. It's not the U.S. Postal Service, because I'm not expecting anything in the mail. And by the way, the FedEx, UPS, and the United Postal Service guys, I tip my cap to them, because they are working through this crisis and delivering goods to you. But that's not the storyline at the moment. Anyway, so 9:30, the bell rings. I kind of get up. My knee hurts because I've been sleeping and lying in bed for, you know, since 2 in the morning. I go, hello, who's there? And the guy goes, exterminator. And I'm like, really? The exterminator is coming around. I guess he wants to collect his paycheck. I mean, come on into my house. Come on. Yeah, you can spray under the sink, under the stove, under my armpits. You know, there's no bugs there. Hey, how about a beer? How about a tongue kiss? You know, let's rub hands. Do a couple of high fives. Does he really expect that people would let him into their apartment during this crisis? Really? Does he really expect that? I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, so I said, no, thank you. He goes, okay, no problem. And I was going to yell out, yes, there is a problem. The fucking, no. And I said, no, just shut up, David. Just shut up. You put your foot in your mouth too much. And he went away and he rang other people's bells and, you know, looking for the service. But yeah, he's working. The delivery people are working. You know, I'm the Fresh Direct, the Hello Fresh, which I get my gourmet meals. The donut people are delivering dozens and dozens of donuts. The pizza delivery guy, and I think you saw the pictures I posted about the eggplant pizza. I've got about 6 slices frozen in the refrigerator. And every day I look out the window and there are people pulling up with masks on, holding these little plastic bags. And they're walking into the building and, you know, they're delivering food and provisions to people. And like, wow. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And, you know, thank you. I mean, give them nice big tips. They're probably doing fairly well financially, at least with the people who realize that there's a crisis going on and they should be tipping rather large. I was supposed to go out Saturday to Staten Island. I said, you know what? I got a car and I'm going to get in the car and do something Saturday morning, you know? And I reached out to John Lightning. I said, hey, John, I'll come visit you in Staten Island, the Grasmere section of Staten Island. And what should I bring? And he said, Chinese food. And I said, yeah, okay. So he gave me an order. Where's John's order? Here we go. John gave me notes. I feel like John Lightning. I've got notes. John wanted 3 large hot and sour soups, 1 large roast pork fried rice, no vegetables. John is a no vegetable guy. Beef with beef with snow peas, I should say, barbecue ribs. I was going to get him a large order of that. And I reached out on Saturday late afternoon to my Chinese restaurant, Chopsticks. This is a plug for Chopsticks. Chopsticks, the best Chinese restaurant in Bay Ridge on Fifth Avenue. And no one picked up the phone. And I tried another number. It just rang and rang. And then they have a branch somewhere in Sheepshead Bay. I call that one, and a recorded message got on saying, "We're closed due to the situation." They didn't tell me what the situation was. I really don't know what it is. But okay, they're closed. I said, all right, okay. So I reached out to XIN, another really good Chinese restaurant in Bay Ridge. Nobody picked up. I tried a third place. Nobody picked up. Well, okay, you know, three is the charm. I kind of get the picture. I said, okay, for shits and giggles, let me reach out and call WoHop. You know, I could get really stupid and go into the city and pick up Chinese food from WoHop and then drive out to Staten Island. And I call WoHop. They're closed. Okay, well, there goes Chinese. So there goes my trip to Staten Island. I was going to pick up some other herbal medicine from John because I've got a condition. And, you know, there goes my trip. I'm not going to spend the $20 to go over the bridge. The $20 for the Verrazano Bridge and two drink minimum. I mean, the two drink minimum, you know, before 12 o'clock, I really don't drink before 12 o'clock. But I would have, you know, shot down a couple of gin and tonics and paid the $20 cover charge to go over the bridge. But no, I didn't do that. I just said, oh, well, there we go. You know, everyone is like this. Everyone is kind of, you know, bouncing off the walls. If you've got a partner or girlfriend, a significant other or an insignificant other, you're sitting home with them and, you know, no, I want to watch Channel 2 news. No, I want to watch CBS news. Well, CBS is Channel 2. I forgot. What's your problem? I want to watch NBC. And you're fighting, you know. Hopefully you're not doing that with your significant other. You know, it's even worse for people like me, a single guy. You know, I've got the house to myself. My son is up with his fiance near the Cloisters. And, you know, I got a refrigerator stocked with food. You know, I've got lots of toilet paper, lots of TX whiskey, whole bunch of wine. By the way, the wine came from Wet Whistle Wines in Red Hook. That's right. If you want a really good bottle of wine at a good price, reach out to Corey at Wet Whistle Wines in Red Hook, Brooklyn on Van Brunt Street. Anyway, the wine is really good. And I thank you, Corey. So I'm pretty well stocked. I'm pretty well stocked with what I need here. I like to go out once in a while just to get a breath of air and throw out the garbage twice a week and pick up the mail. You know, people looking to buy my apartment. That's the mail. They wanted to buy my apartment, figuring they can get it at a cut rate price. Oh, I'm gonna get the fuck out of Brooklyn. I'm gonna sell the apartment and I'm gonna go to Paris, France, or I'll go to Italy. Yeah, I'll go to Italy, you know, and go on vacation. And then I also got something in the mail from ARP. ARP is like selling me life insurance. Well, yeah, that's what I need, life insurance. Yeah, I'm going to die, and I'll buy some life insurance. That way Andy can have money for my funeral and maybe have some money to go to a Jeremy's Ale House and get a fish and chips and perhaps a couple of a Shiner box. Okay. And then I go, oh, shoot, I got to pay my ARP wraparound medical plan. Okay, I got to send them $100 and some dollars, you know, so in case I get the virus, you know, the recoup period would be covered and I've got my my Medicare, Medicaid, whatever the government handout plan is, that I'm over 65. And I've got my dental insurance. I got to keep that up to date because, you know, if you don't keep your dental insurance up to date, you're screwed when this is over. If you live, you got to go back to the dentist. If you live, you got to get a physical and a checkup and, you know, get whatever stuff you need down the road. So I've been paying those bills. And, you know, I've been monitoring, I don't know, there's like so much stuff I've been monitoring and just trying to absorb some of it and repel some of it. Absorb and repel. That's what life has become. You know, you watch the president say something and you repel. You watch President Cuomo say something, you absorb. You watch Fauci, you know, say something and you go, ooh, that's good. That's good. So, you know, I'm doing that. And then I'm on Facebook, probably way too much. I'm probably doing a Facebook routine that, you know, a teenager did maybe 10 years ago. So I go on Facebook and everyone is bored. Everyone's playing things and posting shit, including me. You know, guess who I saw? And they list five people and pick the one I didn't see. Or guess which concerts I went to and guess which one I didn't go to. So I listed something, you know, here are the people that guess who I saw, and I list all these people that I didn't see, and I put down Lanny Flowers as the one that I saw. You know, I thought that was cute. But everyone's posting these little games and little contests, and what are you doing today? And then the artists, you know, bless them, are going on and doing live performances, which is great. But like every musician doing it, even the ones who shouldn't be doing it, but you know what? They've got a right to expound upon their creative talents and, you know, gives them something to do and gets them out of their wife's hair for a half hour as they go online and do Facebook thing. You got all these RIPs, you know, from all these famous people, and, you know, people are freaking out. All these famous people are dying. And, you know, my cousin Lou and my uncle Leo and my next door neighbors, brothers, aunts, nephews, uncle passed. And you're like, oh man, that sucks. Or you put on the TV and, you know, New York One will list all the sanitation people who are dying, or the MTA people or the police or, you know, whatever first responders are dying, and you're kind of freaking out over that. And, you know, it's all over Facebook. And then you get the food pictures. You know, what kind of morons, you know, this is what I had for breakfast, this is what I had for lunch, this is what I had for dinner, and this is my stool and my bowl, I returned her. No, but I mean, who fucking posts pictures of what they're eating? Me? Well, I do that, yes. You know, it's kind of fun. I'm doing some gourmet cooking, and it looks nice, and I take the picture and send it out, and I appreciate my friends who like it, and when they do goofy stuff like that, I kind of like it, and keeps me sane, I guess. It really keeps me sane, you know? But, you know, the food, going back to the food delivery people, the HelloFresh or Fresh Direct are delivering. Dino's Pizza delivers. And Wet Whistle Wines. And I mentioned Wet Whistle Wines, and they're doing deliveries too. And I just sit there and I go, ah, this is crazy, man. This is crazy. You know, I read something this morning that the governor, the president, the mayor, whoever is in charge of Sweden, the king of Sweden, is like telling people to go out and to socialize and spend money and go to bars and restaurants, you know, and it's like, really, really, why? And, you know, and the governor of Florida just is kind of realizing it's, you know, there's no set policy. And basically, thank goodness, you know, we've got governors who are taking control, and some of them are doing the right thing and some are not. You know, we've got a mayor of New York who's fighting with the governor of New York. They wanted to shut down the public schools, which they did. And then the mayor of New York said, we'll close the schools for the rest of the school year. And the governor says, you can't do that. You know, you can shut them down for a snow alert day or a crisis. And they're like butting heads, and it's, I don't know. It's crazy. And then I put on the television and I'm watching Yankee games on Yes and Met games on, what's the Met station? Sports Channel. And of course they only post the games where the Yankees would win if they're on the Yankee station, and the Mets would win if they're on the Mets station. And you have to go to the baseball network to get a game where the Yankees and Mets would actually lose. and hockey. They got hockey games and golf, old golf games, and maybe kids are playing Strat-O-Matic again. I was going to play Strat-O-Matic and do it on the air and spin the spinner and look up what the bass hit is. It's a single and have sound effects. And I said, nah, that would entertain me for about 15 minutes, but I'm not going to play Strat. And if you know what Strat-O-Matic is, you get a bonus point. You get a bonus point. So, yeah, I'm sitting here by myself. And, you know, I have my chores to do in the morning, things to keep me busy, things to keep me out of trouble around the house and clean up and make a mess. And I've done all my spring cleaning like 2 months ago. So I got really nothing really to dig deep with. Oh, by the way, if you'd like to have a full collection of Met yearbooks from the late 70s, I've got it. Reach out to me. I'll be glad to sell it to you. I got baseball cards. I want to get rid of some of this stuff. This shit. I don't really need it. I don't need stuff anymore. So yeah, I've got the place to myself, and you know, I vowed that I'm not going to drink 2 days in a row. I'm not going to sample herbal weed, you know, 3-4 days in a row. I'm going to, you know, try to live a fairly healthy lifestyle. You know, and cooking, and I really enjoy cooking. I mean, I think maybe in my next lifetime, I'll move up the caste system, and I'll be in a professional cook on some cooking channel show, and then get busted for, you know, illegal whatever or touching or something goofy like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm home, I'm by myself. You know, I'm trying to do the online dating thing, and you know. What do you write? What do you write when you reach out to somebody today during the crisis? Well, I used to like going to movies. I used to like bike riding. I don't travel very much. I don't like congregating in meeting people and going to concerts. I don't like going anywhere. I just like staying home, and I've become a couch potato. What do you do? What do you like to do for fun? You know, what are you supposed to post on the dating website? So I don't know, you know, and you know, some people you talk to people and you know, yeah, maybe we'll meet in 3 months, you know, when the world gets back to normal. Maybe they'll have the vaccine. Yeah, they'll have the vaccine and they'll say, you people can go out. You people have to go underground like the Morlocks. You remember the Morlocks from War of the Worlds, H.G. Wells? The Morlocks went underground, and they built a whole society because they couldn't be with the daylight. They couldn't be above ground. So we'll have a whole section of people going underground like the Morlocks, and they'll feed off the people who walk the earth. You know, they'll ring the bell, and people will come in, and they'll bring them down in the elevator, and they'll never be seen again. So, you know, if you got those reference points, you get bonus points. You get bonus points. So, yeah, so I'm just trying to entertain myself, watching my plants grow, looking out the window, you know, cleaning up where I can. Oh, by the way, speaking of something that I do, I highly recommend this. If, you know, if you're sitting around your house and you got a whole bunch of stuff on your shelves, a whole bunch of shit on your shelves that, you know, you haven't looked at for years, or books or magazines or CDs or DVDs, here's a suggestion. Okay? Here's what worked for me. I would look over my CDs, and I've got a lot. I got way too many CDs and DVDs. And I said, let me pick one artist out and play their entire catalog. Okay? Doesn't have to be in order, but over the next week or two, I'm going to do that. So Louis Jordan was my pick. I'm a big, big fan of Louis Jordan. If you know who he is, you get bonus points. If you don't, look him up, Louis Jordan. So anyway, I've got 25 CDs by Louis Jordan. That's, you know, and everything, just about everything he's recorded from the early days, you know, in the 40s or late 30s when he started, up until when he was trying to do rock and roll, and he was the father of rock and roll and the father of R&B and jump blues and jazz and soul. Hey, good guy. Check it out. So I played every single CD. I had all 25, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. You know, I'm in the kitchen, I'm cooking, and I'm doing stuff, or I'm vacuuming, or I'm cleaning up, or I'm walking around the house, banging my head against the wall. I need music. I need music in the background. So I got a chance to listen to that. So yeah, go over to your CD shelf and find an artist with 10 or more CDs that you own. Pull them off the shelf, clear out your CD player, and just randomly play every one. You bought it first of all. I bought 25 CDs. Argument's sake, say they're $10 a piece. That's you know, $250. That's a nice, you know, chunk of change. So yeah, do that or pull out some DVDs. Or what I've been doing, I've been watching movies. There's a movie channel that two nights a week they've got film noir, and there's stuff from the late 40s and into the 50s. And you know, you've got, you know, Rebel Without a Cause and some other things like that, or Strangers on a Train, but you've also got some of the B actors and actresses that you might have heard of, like Montgomery Clift and others who even lower on the totem pole. And they, you know, they died young. It was a tragic life. And they were into that film noir, you know. The film noir basically, it's a happy family man, and he's doing what he can, and he owns a boat, and he's a good guy, and he hits hard times, and he gets in bed with these criminals, and, you know, he kills somebody, and he has to go to jail, and, you know, and he can't tell the wife, and he's fighting that, and he's getting away with it, and there's more crime going on, and, you know, a good guy suddenly gets dragged into the depths of depravity, and it's a sad story. So anyway, I like film noir. Check out film noir if you like it. It's music that needs to be heard, and I've spoken way too much so far. This is probably my longest rant I've ever done on the radio, and you're listening to 11L Radio New York International with Power Pop Plus, and we've got so much stuff coming up. We've got Kurt Ryle from the Gripweeds. We do an hour interview and spin some music with Kurt, so stick around for that. And I don't know, I forgot, the thing is I forgot what jingles I played, so I have no idea. But, you know, I'm safe. I'm clean, you know, in my COVID-free machine here at the 11L studio. So let's get back to the music. Let's get back to reality. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being my therapist, session number two. I may do this every once in a while. And I hope to be on John Lightning's radio show next week in this time slot. And LF Midwood is also around. He'll be doing some radio with John again. And if you want to check out my archived show links or John Lightning's or LF Midwood's, it's at www. That's right, the big W. www.johnlightning.com. www.johnlightning.com. I'm Dave. I'm your boogeyman. And I'm just boogieing along here.
Safe and clean in quarantine
with Dave the Boogeyman
on RNI.
You get a positive charge out of wonderful
RNI. It's super radio.